Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Classic car buffs are gearing up for a beloved event this weekend in the Detroit area. The Woodward Dream Cruise attracts hundreds of drivers and spectators, some from around the world. Up to a million spectators come to watch the long cruise down the Motor City's version of Route 66, Woodward Street, Woodward Avenue, of course. Current state's Kevin Lavery met one of those enthusiasts who's planning his annual pilgrimage to the Dream Cruise. Kevin, who is Al Wilson? He's not one of the long-lost Beach Boys, is he, by any chance?
Wilson? No, you've got Brian Wilson mixed up with Al Jardine, but you've got the right impulse, I give you that. Al Wilson is the president of the Capital Area Muscle Car Club, which is about two things, cruising and charity. They like their classic cars, and they've raised nearly $50,000 over the years for hospice care in mid-Michigan. Al Wilson currently owns a 1937 Ford Coupe, which he is going to be proudly driving down Woodward this weekend. And he tells me while it's fairly easy to find old cars here in Michigan, he actually found his somewhere else.
I found this one in Florida 3.5 years ago because we winter down there. But there's lots of cars for sale everywhere, and we're just hoping that the car energy doesn't die along the way as so many other things have because of the different cars that are available today. And the old cars are about the only guys driving the old cars are the old guys.
And if I can ask, how old you are, Al?
68 on the 21st of this month.
So you were growing up in the 60s, the heyday of the muscle car.
Heyday of the muscle car, heyday of cruising Washington Avenue, the gut as it's so lovingly referred to now. We cruised in everything that was possible. Then you saw 57 Chevys and 56 Chevys and 55s and some of the Fords and the late 40 cars and early late 30s cars when the hot rods were hot rods and you put them together with what you had as opposed to going to the speed shop and buying every part you could find because it was so readily available, and back then that wasn't so much the case.
But it wasn't really a sense of nostalgia then because, I mean, you had cars that were only maybe 10 or 15 years old. It isn't like today where the cars are 50, 60 years or more. What was the appeal to a young man back then? Was it the speed? Was it the hobby? Was it, what was it?
It was cruising. That's what everybody did. You went cruising. We used to sit in front of the state library. When the library was up on the hill on North Washington, you went there to see your friends, you went there to meet girls, you went there just to have a good time. And the cops kind of let us have a good time back then, but we weren't crazy. You know, there wasn't a lot of drinking and stuff like that back then. And there were certainly no drugs back then, but it was just a car culture and you just kind of enjoyed yourself.
Era that has passed or has changed?
I think that era is gone. Unfortunately, I think that's gone, and I think the youth of today miss a really great time. At least it was a great time for all of us. You go to any of the car shows, people will talk about what we used to do. We used to do a little drag racing and stuff like that, even though it was a bad thing to do. We used to do a little bit of that on the streets, but it was just fun times back then. We didn't worry about all the media and all the other stuff.
I have to ask, Al, do you miss the crackly AM radio anthems of your youth?
CKLW! Who's got the best boogie in the Motor City?
No. No, I don't. Actually, we had an 8-track player back in those days. We didn't have 8 tracks were what, if you wanted to listen to a tape, you listened to an 8-track. And the AM and FM radios, yeah, they were pretty crackly. And if you did anything to your motor, then you needed to make sure that you had some resistors in there or you wouldn't be able to hear them anyway. It sounds like I'm just an old goat, so to speak, and I am, I guess, but those memories are fond to all of us.
Little GTO, you really.
We're talking with Al Wilson, the president of the Capital Area Muscle Car Club. And of course, this weekend is the event, the Woodward Dream Cruise. You've done this several years in a row.
9 years in a row, I think is what it is, yeah, something like that. We go down usually for a couple of days at least, stay overnight, really get involved in it. We have a great place where we park every year. And once you get parked, get your seats on the boulevard, so to speak, then from there you wander. And you can walk 2-3 miles in any direction. All kinds of different displays, Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, they're all there in mass with their new cars, their nostalgia cars, and their factory race cars are all there and stuff like that. So it makes for a great, great 2-day, 3-day event. But Woodward's been a cruising street forever and ever, and I don't know if you know it, but way back in the early 60s, the factory boys used to go down on Woodward at night with some of their prototype cars, and they'd cruise Woodward, do a little street racing and everything else, and those were the engineers that were designing and building those cars back in. And then you can, if you get into some of the nostalgia part about Woodward, that's all in there. They'll talk about that kind of stuff, and they tested a lot of cars on Woodward before they ever came out. And
well, you got to know if you got the right product, right?
You got to know you got the right product. And back in the 60s when the muscle cars were reigning supreme, and not to say that there's not new muscle cars, Chrysler's got a 700 horsepower Hellcat out, the Cobras, the GT Mustangs, the Salines and the Mustangs and stuff like that. They're building some really, really fast cars. And the new Corvette and the new Camaros, the new Mustangs, those are all current day muscle cars, which were what we were driving in the 60s. So the muscle car has not gone away. It's just changed its attitude, so to speak, and its looks.
Al, do you think there was something a little extra special about not just growing up in the 60s, but growing up in the 60s in Michigan, ground zero of the American automobile culture?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could, you know, we were the first ones to see the new cars. And I grew up in Lansing, so we always got, and my father worked at Oldsmobile, so we got to go to the preview shows and all that stuff. So we saw all the new Oldsmobiles and stuff that was being built in Lansing earlier than most everybody else did. So just being from Michigan, the car capital, that's Lansing, was the car capital, still is. And Michigan was where they built the cars, and we had all the test tracks and the open houses that they used to have at the test tracks and stuff like that. We never missed those. We'd always plan on making one of the test track shows or something like that, because you get to see all the new cars and watch them perform, et cetera, et cetera.
Just looking around your office here, Alan, you've got a model of your blue and white 1937 Ford over here on a shelf. You've got a black and white picture, looks like a demolition derby from cars from that era. You got a Deuce Coupe picture on the wall. Sounds like that particular style of car from that era is really your thing.
Well, there's another one over here. That's the other one I had right there.
1969 Chevy Chevelle?
1969 Chevy Chevelle, yep. That was the first car that I got into cars with in, you know, lately, after I retired. This was a 69 Chevelle. Did a lot of work on that. We drag raced that car a little bit. And I bought the Ford. My wife prefers to travel in the Ford than she did the Chevelle. So we got rid of the Chevelle. I had a tendency to get bruises on my right leg because she was always hitting me on my right leg. Why do you have to do those burnouts and stuff? And my answer was, because I can, I guess.
So you and your buddies will make a weekend of the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Absolutely. We'll leave Thursday, go up back to the Bricks on Thursday and cruise in Flint and stuff like that. Then Friday morning, we'll leave Flint, take the Dixie all the way down to Woodward and through Pontiac, because Woodward Dream Cruise technically starts in Pontiac and goes all the way down to Ferndale. And it just makes a great day.
Al Wilson is the president of the Capital Area Muscle Car Club, and he will be embarking with some of his friends on his annual tradition, cruising in Detroit and points north in the Woodward Dream Cruise. Al, best of luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time, and, you know, always looking for new and young members to get involved to keep this good car, crazy kind of stuff going.
Pass the torch.
pass the torch, so to speak. Yes, that's right. Or the throttle, or the shift lever, or the blower.
Got it. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.